The Lunar New Year starts today. Now, you might know this is Chinese New Year. Easy thing to say. Not quite accurate because many East Asian cultures use zodiac animals to symbolize the new year and predict a person's fortunes. Which animal represents 2015 is up for debate. NPR's Hanzilo Wong helps us sort it all out.
I walked through Manhattan's Chinatown on a quest to find the correct English word for yang, this year's Chinese zodiac animal. And when I stopped to talk to David Mack, he responded,
"Are you Chinese?"
"I am Chinese."
"Oh, you don't know the Chinese zodiac?"
Mack lives in Chinatown, so I asked him to translate, and he said without hesitation,
"The ram."
"It's a ram."
"Yeah."
"Definitely the ram."
"Yeah."
But then, a few blocks over, I run into Connie Wong. How does she translate yang? 英文怎么翻译呢?
Sheep.
Across the street, Johnson Zen of Brooklyn says he's seen both sheep and goat, but his preference is
sheep.
Sheep. Because, he says in Cantonese, sheep are cuter and more cartoony. Down in Maryland at the U.S. Naval Academy, Professor Lala Zuo told me all of them are correct.
I don't think there's a wrong translation. I think there's various ways of translation. It really depends on the context. Then you can translate what is this.
Zuo teaches Chinese language and culture, and she says despite people's strong feelings about this, they don't have to sweat it. Some Chinese words are vague and not as specific as English words, so yang could refer to either a sheep, goat, or even a ram. But in ancient times, Zuo says, that Chinese character meant goat.
Because I think goat is more commonly seen by people in China, both in the north and south.
Not in Korea, though, says Sang Suk-yoon, a Korean language instructor at the University of Iowa.
China is big and there are many different types of one animal. But Korea is small and most prototypical image of yang for Korean people is sheep.
In Vietnam, there is no sheep or ram at all because the weather is so hot. All right, so don't have anyone with the wool. No, we don't.
Back in New York, James Lupp, who teaches Vietnamese at Columbia University, told me the correct way to describe this Vietnamese New Year is
the year of the goat.
Right, the year of the goat. That's what we say.
And what they say in Tibet is more specific, says Sering Shakya. He teaches Tibetan literature at the University of British Columbia.
In Tibetan, it's the year of luk. It's a sheep. This year is the year of the sheep.
But Shakya says in Tibetan culture, you have to pay attention to which element is assigned to the year. This is the year of the wood sheep. The five elements borrowed from Chinese astrology, along with the zodiac animal, can supposedly predict what's to come in the new year. And there's a gender.
The gender is female. Female year tend to be much more sort of peaceful than, say, male. Male is aggressive and female will be more calm.
The Mongolian zodiac also forecasts a peaceful new year. Their animal is the blue female sheep. Megmaring Sarul Ertin, who teaches Mongolian at the Foreign Service Institute, says the sheep is culturally important.
For many years, they preferred sheep or the goat. So, for example, Mongolians prefer mutton better than goat meat.
And the other reason?
When sheep eat grass, they leave their roots there. But when the goats eat them, they just take everything. So next year, they will be like, no more grass.
Next year's zodiac animal will be somewhat easier to figure out. 2016 will be the year of the monkey, or the ape, depending on who you ask. Hanzilu Wong, NPR News, New York.